Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, many federal workers are back at offices, most wading through 16 days of emails. And President Obama said the country can't afford more of what he called manufactured crises.
Now that the government is reopened and this threat to our economy is removed, all of us need to stop focusing on the lobbyists and the bloggers and the talking heads on radio and the professional activists who profit from conflict and focus on what the majority of Americans sent us here to do, and that's grow this economy.
Unfortunately, the crises don't end, even though last night lawmakers ended the 16-day government shutdown and raised the debt ceiling. They did set new deadlines for the next few months, which means this story is not moving out of the headlines anytime soon. So what does all this mean for the Republican Party, which failed to tame its conservative wing, many of whom are still calling for a battle over the Affordable Care Act? Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina were left wondering.
Now, the question is, what will the party do? What will we learn from this, if anything?
Here to discuss what is next for the GOP is NPR digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian, who's with us from Washington. Charlie, welcome back.
Hi.
Well, so what does the GOP learn from this, if anything?
Well, I suppose it depends on what faction of the party you talk to. Many of the party's Tea Party voices believe that they fought a good, principled fight, and some feel like they were actually winning but were undermined by Republican leaders or Republican senators. So they wouldn't change that much. But if you talk to the party's more moderately conservative and establishment figures, you hear deep frustration, not just over what amounted to a surrender in the fiscal fight, but over the self-inflicted wounds and the lost political opportunities from this. I think they understand that after this episode, the Republican Party is no closer to winning back the Senate next year and might have even put the only thing they control in Washington, that is the House of Representatives, they might have put that in jeopardy.
Well, what's the split right now, by the way, between the more conservative wing of the party and the more moderate wing of the party?
Well, I think there are a lot of fault lines that you could identify in that fracture. There are regional fault lines, and you saw this in the debate over the resolution between the Northeast and the rest of the party, which is rooted in the West and in the GOP's southern heartland. You see ideological fault lines. So I think there are lots of different points where the party is fractured at the moment.
Well, one of the dominant personalities, of course, on the right has been Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Many are saying the Tea Party caucus did not get what they were after with this shutdown. But Cruz himself had no shortage of remarks yesterday as the deal was making its way from the Senate to the House. Let's listen.
We saw the House of Representatives take a courageous stand listening to the American people that everyone in official Washington just weeks earlier said would never happen. That was a remarkable victory.
Charlie, a remarkable victory?
Well, for Ted Cruz personally, it was a remarkable victory. He's more popular than ever with Tea Party Republicans. He's carved out a national profile as a result of the fiscal fight. And now you'd have to rate him as a top contender for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016. But when you look at the Tea Party movement as a whole, though, it's really something of a stretch to call it a victory. According to a poll that was released yesterday, the Tea Party standing with Americans is at its lowest point since the movement took shape in 2010. The number of people who view the movement unfavorably has nearly doubled, and the number of those who have very unfavorable views of the Tea Party has tripled since 2010. So the fiscal fight has really inflicted some damage on the Tea Party brand, and that will have an effect on their ability to accomplish their agenda going forward.
Well, let's listen to somebody in the more moderate wing of the Republican Party, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, also who's been talked about as a potential 2016 candidate, was on MSNBC's Morning Joe today talking about the GOP's need for an agenda moving forward. Here he is.
Remember, in 2010, the greatest wave election since the 1930s, Republicans won in reaction to Washington. We could do that again, but we have to have an agenda. We just can't be against what's in front of Washington, D.C.
So what about that wing of the party? What's the message there?
I think most everyone in the party understands, like Jeb Bush, that Republicans have some heavy, heavy lifting in front of them. The Republican brand, according to polling, is at record lows with voters. And keep in mind that the GOP, even before the showdown, was in the middle of a rebuilding, or you can call it a rebranding process that was sparked by Mitt Romney's loss. And you may remember that after the election, the Republican National Committee even went so far as to commission what was called a political autopsy to find answers and to help shape the party's path going forward. And so the fiscal fight has not only distracted the National Party from that effort, it's actually set them back to a degree because of the public relations blowback from the shutdown and also the time lost in developing an issue agenda that connects and resonates with a broader segment of American voters than just the conservative base. And that's what Jeb Bush is getting at there with his comments, which is that Republicans need a positive issue agenda going forward.
Well, will we see that in time for the next budget fight, which it sounds like is going to start in the coming months even?
Well, from all indications so far, no. Because when you're talking about rebuilding a party or rebranding a party, that is a process that takes a very long period of time. And from right now, every indication seems to suggest that they're lurching or careening from crisis to crisis. And that doesn't leave a whole lot of time for contemplation and trying to shape a message that gets beyond the conservative base.
NPR Digital Politics editor Charlie Mattesian joining us from Washington. Charlie, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.